Our Old Testament psalm today talks about the voice of the Lord and the power of the voice of the Lord, how it breaks cedars, how it shook the ground and made the hills to jump. And here Paul is talking to some believers about the baptism of the Spirit and how it will transform their lives and how they are transformed when they receive that baptism. We talk today about Epiphany. Epiphany is both that, and Paul, Phil delineated it quite well, both that day when the three wise men come and recognize Jesus with their gifts, and the day when Jesus is baptized and recognized as the Son of God and the one who comes as the Messiah. So what is your epiphany? What was the moment in which you said, "Aha, I see now. Aha, I feel it. Aha, I suddenly know what it is that I have been hearing all these years that I have been told in the Bible study classes, been learning about in Sunday school. I see, I feel, I understand that aha moment." I can imagine for the three wise men looking up in the sky and seeing the star and going, "Ah, a star, a new star, there must be a new king," and studying and finding that the star is in moving in the east and going to the place, and then the aha moment of finding the baby Jesus. They knew that no matter how poor his circumstances, that here was a child who would become a man and change the world for all time. They knew. The shepherds and their flocks were given a message from angels. Hard to miss that one, huh? Aha, there's something happening. We listen, we study, we work, and we worry. And then something happens. And we suddenly realize that the way we have been going up till then maybe hasn't been so good, and that there is a better way. Aha. God speaks to us in all these ways. He spoke to the wise men through the heavens and the omens and the stars. He speaks to us through each other, through the scriptures, through our teachings, through our hearts. Sometimes we hear the voice of the Lord like thunder, and other times it is a still, small voice in the night. Sometimes we hear Him in our heads, and sometimes we hear Him in other people's voices. But however God speaks to us, He speaks to us of a better way. He speaks to us of love. He speaks to us of peace. He speaks to us of forgiveness. He speaks to us of salvation. He speaks to us of what we need. Each of us in our own way. Each of us in our own thing. Each of us in our own way of hearing. We're all different. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses, our gifts and our graces. We all come from different places and come from different families. And if you look at the church as a whole, even speak different languages and live in different countries. But if you've ever been in worship in another place, in another country, even in another language, there's no question that it is the same Spirit that lives in those people's hearts as lives in ours, because you just feel at home. When the Spirit is within you, when you meet other people who have that Spirit within you and you worship and you share, you feel that brotherhood. You feel at home. You feel comfortable. You feel like you've known them forever because you know the Spirit that is within them. Paul met the believers and saw that they lacked something. And so he asked them if they had received the baptism of the Spirit and laid hands upon them, and God spoke to them in a powerful way. And then they spoke in a whole new way, speaking in tongues and prophesying. We don't have to do that to receive the Spirit. We don't have to speak in tongues and prophesy, but God changes us if we are willing to open our hearts to His epiphany, to His aha moment, to His message that He has that transforms our minds and transforms our lives into something new, something better, something different than it was before. What is your epiphany? What is your aha moment? What is it that you need your next epiphany to be? Because I don't believe that it's just one. Certainly there may be one big one when we go from unbeliever to believer, one big one when we go from believer to victorious, giving our whole self to God. But there are little epiphanies along the way as well. Reading a scripture and seeing it as though new for the first time. Meeting someone and seeing something in them that you never saw before. Reading something again and going, oh, I never noticed that. Even watching a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and seeing something in there that you had never... What is it that speaks to us? What is it that we need to hear? What is it that we need in order to change our lives? God has that for us. And yet it's hard for us sometimes to hear. It's hard for us sometimes to understand. It's hard for us sometimes to open up to the message and the gift that is God. It's kind of like Christmas when we get a package and we don't know who it's from. And you're sitting there wondering, now do I open this now or do I wait for Christmas Day? It might be something to eat. It might spoil if I wait. But if I open it now and it's not gift wrapped and it's supposed to be for Christmas, then, oh, what do I do? God's gift is for every day. God's gift is okay to open all the time. God's gift is waiting for us. It is His love in whatever form we need to see it, hear it, feel it, or know it. God gives us the gift of His Son, an example of His love, a sacrifice for our salvation, an example of transformation, of wonder and of awe. And so on this first Sunday after Epiphany, I pray for you an epiphany, an awakening, an opening, a new vision, a new spirit, a new understanding of what it is that life has for you and what it is that is important for you in this life. That you may be transformed by His holy love. Receive the gift. As Jesus' parents on that fateful day received the gifts of those wise men who had traveled from the east to bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh, precious things, to a child living in a barn, because they saw in Him the future of the world. Amen.